Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Today, I'd like to talk about burnout because it's something that affects many areas of your life and can certainly affect studying. So firstly, what is burnout? Well, burnout is when you sort of use up all of your energy and you don't have any energy left to do something like to do studying or maybe even your job. Now, when it's your job, that's a bit difficult because you have to keep doing it. You can't just say to your boss, look, I'm really sorry. I'm suffering from burnout and I need a break. But with your study, what can happen is you just stop studying because you've burnt out. You've pushed yourself a bit too hard. And that's it. You've got no more energy left. And I think this has probably happened to all of you. It certainly happened to me in the past, where I've been really putting lots of effort in. And then I just hit this point where I just, my brain doesn't want to know any more Japanese. And I start to feel a bit like not so interested in studying anymore. Or maybe feeling like something's a bit too difficult. And so not wanting to do it. In the past, when I would get burnt out, I would just keep carrying on. Just keep going, and eventually the burnout would go, that feeling would go, and I'd regain my interest in Japanese and carry on going. Now, I generally tend to have a bit more of a break. Just think like, okay, I'll just take a day off, I'll take 2 days off, and then get back into studying. So I think different people can deal with it in different ways. I mean, I get burnout at work as well. Sometimes I'm like your level of motivation drops, or you find work suddenly becomes much harder than it used to be, like, you know, not as enjoyable as it used to be. So when that happens, I just relax a little bit. I just go a little bit slower to cope with it. And then, you know, after a while, it just passes. And then I get back into my normal, you know, back up to my normal speed. That's the only thing I can do at work, really, because you can't take a break. You know, you can't have a few days off. Or, well, you can if you can book holiday, but like, yeah, actually, that's not a bad idea. Maybe I should just like book a holiday, book a day off when I feel like that. But also, I try to like rest a bit more in the evenings if I'm feeling like that at work, and that can help. or maybe, you know, go out for a walk or something, or do something to try and like reset your mind, give your brain a bit of a rest. But sometimes it feels like you can't really do anything and you just have to wait and just wait till it passes. And with studying, I guess you've got more options because you can take a break. You don't have any deadlines to hit with your studies, usually. Well, I guess it depends. I mean, if some of you are studying in a classroom, then yes, you probably do have deadlines. Maybe you have to write essays, or maybe you have to learn so many words by next week or whatever. So that's a bit harder, I suppose. But if you're self-studying, like I am, then you've got a lot more options. And you can definitely take a break, or you can just study less, you know, just cut down the amount of time you spend studying each day and see if that helps. Well, sometimes when I'm experiencing burnout, instead of watching some Japanese television program completely in Japanese, I'll turn on English subtitles just to be lazy, you know, just to make it easier for me. And that helps, I think. That helps because I'm still experiencing Japanese, you know, it's still Japanese content, Japanese media. So there's still like, I'm still watching this thing and thinking, yeah, I want to understand everything they're saying without subtitles. But like, you know, it's keeping my interest. I'm still keeping interested in the subject, in this Japanese media. But I'm able to just have a sort of like a break from it, make it easy just by putting some English subtitles on. So sometimes I do that when I'm experiencing burnout, rather than just have a complete break, you know, like no Japanese today, no Japanese tomorrow, that kind of thing. I think I prefer that because of routine, of how important routine is to studying. And so like having like a complete break, like no Japanese today, no Japanese tomorrow or whatever, is a lot more harmful, I think, than just, I'll just cut it down to like half an hour today, or I'll just put subtitles on today. Because you're still keeping a routine.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Instead of breaking from it completely, I think another thing when it comes to burnout is how important routine is for like protecting against burnout. The amazing thing about routine is when you're in a routine, a study routine, you just sort of do things automatically without thinking about them. You know, it's just like, oh, it's 8 a.m. time to practice reading for half an hour or whatever you do. And you don't think about it. You don't think like, I don't know if I want to read today. I don't know if I want to practice English today. I know I'm feeling a bit tired. You just do it because it's routine. And that's a great like a mind hack, a great way that you can hack your mind into getting it to do something that maybe sometimes you don't want to do. But if you make it routine, then your brain just accepts it more easily. Just like, okay, time to do this. So yeah, that is probably the, you know, routine is probably the biggest thing you can do to help guard yourself against burnout. But despite that, burnout will definitely still come. Especially if your routine is like, if you've got a crazy routine and, you know, you're really pushing yourself too much. So maybe another thing you can do is take a look at your routine and maybe it is too hard. You know, if you're getting burnt, if you're feeling burnout too often, maybe it's because your routine is too demanding. You're asking too much of yourself, and you should try, like, you know, giving yourself a bit, you know, a few more hours of free time or whatever, because it is important to take a rest as well, definitely. There was this time when I was, well, I've mentioned this many times before, but like living in Manchester, and I was able to get like 8 hours of study into some days. And back then I sort of thought like more time equals better, you know, more time is good. The more I study, the more I learn, so it's good. But what I realized after having this, like, I think I managed to do that, you know, like almost 8 hours every day for a month, or between six and eight hours it was. And what I realized after doing that is that it's not true. Just because you're studying more doesn't mean that it's like good quality studying. Or maybe something weird happens and your brain just says like, that's it, I've hit like a maximum level. And like, I can do no more studying, or there's no more benefit that you get from studying more. So I think I realized that for me, about 4 hours was sort of like the maximum where I could get like lots of value, lots of benefit from the studying that I was doing. And if I pushed myself over that, if I pushed too hard, it's like it didn't really change it. Like studying for 4 hours a day every month, studying for 8 hours a day every month, seemed to give the same results at the end of the month. I felt like I'd made the same amount of progress. And I think that's partly because when you learn something, part of that learning process is having time, like downtime, time where you're not doing anything, time to relax, time to rest. And during that time, your brain sort of like organizes things. It sorts things out in your head. And that's how your memory works. That's how it processes the things that you've been trying to learn during that resting time, and during sleep even. Yeah, sleep. I should talk about the importance of sleep on one episode, actually, because I watched a documentary, a BBC documentary on sleep the other day, and that was quite interesting. Although it wasn't really anything new to me. I think it was stuff that I'd all heard before. But I thought, actually, that's pretty interesting. It'd be pretty interesting to do a podcast episode about that someday, because sleep can have a big effect on your memory. And, you know, when you have to learn all these new words, your memory is important. Making sure that your memory, your ability to remember things is working 100%. So, yeah, sleep is important to study, as is having that downtime, that time to rest. Anyway, I hope that's given you something interesting to think about for today. And I look forward to speaking to you again in the next episode. But until then, bye-bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.